jurisdiction of the Sandigan Bayan in criminal cases. We have first original jurisdiction. The Sandigan Bayan shall exercise exclusive original jurisdiction in all cases involving letter A, violations to Republic Act No. 1319 as amended, otherwise known as the Anti-Graft and Corrupt Practices Act, Republic Act No. 1379, an act declaring forfeiture in favor of the state, unlawfully acquired properties in Chapter 2, Section 2, Title 7, Book 2 of the Revised Penal Code, crimes committed by public officers, namely direct bribery under Article 210 as amended, indirect bribery under Article 211 as amended, and qualified bribery under Article 211A as amended by the RA 7659, and corruption of public officials under Article 212, where one or more of the accused are officials occupying the following positions in the government, whether in a permanent, acting, or interim capacity at the time of the commission of the offense. Number 1, officials of the executive branch occupying the positions of regional director and higher, otherwise classified as grade 27 and higher, of the Compensation and Position and Classification Act of 1989, Republic Act No. 6758, specifically including provincial governors, vice governors, members of the Sangguniang Panalawigan and provincial treasurers, assessors, engineers, and other provincial department heads, city mayors, vice mayors, members of the Sangguniang Panglungsod, city treasurers, assessors, engineers, and other city department heads, officials of the diplomatic service occupying the position of consul and higher, Philippine Army and Air Force colonels, naval captains, and all officers of higher rank, officers of the Philippine National Police while occupying the position of provincial director, and those holding the rank of senior superintendent or higher, city and provincial prosecutors and their assistants and officials and prosecutors in the office of the ombudsman and special prosecutor, presidents, directors, or trustees or managers of government-owned or controlled corporations, state universities, or educational institutions or foundations, members of Congress, number 2, and officials thereof classified as grade 27 and higher under the Compensation and Position Classification Act of 1989, number 3, members of the judiciary without prejudice to the provisions of the Constitution, number 4, chairmen and members of constitutional commissions without prejudice to the provisions of the Constitution, and number 5, all other national and local officials classified as grade 27 and higher under the Compensation Position Classification Act of 1989. Other offenses or felonies, whether simple or complex, with other crimes committed by the public officials and employees mentioned in subsection A of this section in relation to their office. We have civil and criminal cases filed pursuant to and in connection with Executive Order No. 1214 and 14A issued in 1986, provided that the regional trial court shall have exclusive original jurisdiction where the information does not allege any damage to the government or any bribery or alleges damages to the government or bribery arising from the same or closely related transactions or acts in an amount not exceeding 1 million pesos, section 4, PD 1606, as amended by RA 10660. Subject to the rules promulgated by the Supreme Court, the cases under the jurisdiction of the regional trial court under this section shall be tried in a judicial region other than where the office shall hold office. Other offenses, provided the accused belongs to salary grade 27 or higher, namely violation of RA 6713 Code of Conduct and Ethical Standards, violation of RA 7080, the Plunder Law, violation of RA 7659, the High News Crimes Law, violation of RA 9160, the Anti-Money Laundering Law, and violation of PD 46, the Gift-Giving Decree. In cases where none of the accused are occupying positions corresponding to salary grade 27 or higher prescribed in Republic Act No. 6758 or military and PNP officers mentioned above, exclusive original jurisdiction thereof shall be vested in the proper regional trial court, metropolitan trial court, municipal trial court, and municipal circuit trial court, as the case may be, pursuant to their respective jurisdictions as provided in Batas Pambansa Bilang 129 as amended, Section 4, PD 1606 as amended by RA 8249. In case private individuals are charged as co-principals, accomplices, or accessories with the public officers or employees, including those employed in government-owned or controlled corporations, they shall be tried jointly with said public officers and employees in the proper courts, which shall exercise exclusive jurisdiction over them. To determine whether an official is within the exclusive original jurisdiction of the Sandigan Bayan, reference should be made to RA No. 6758, and the index of occupational services, position, titles, and salary grade. Salary level is not determinative. In a case it was held that municipal mayors come within the exclusive original jurisdiction of the Sandigan Bayan, mayors are local officials classified as grade 27 and higher under the Compensation and Position Classification Act of 1989, under the catch-all provision, Section 4A5 of PD No. 1606, as amended by RA No. 7975. Petitions for the issuance of the writs of mandamus, prohibition, certiorari, habeas corpus, injunctions, and other ancillary writs and processes in aid of its appellate jurisdiction and over petitions of similar nature, including co-warranto arising or that may arise in cases filed or which may be filed under Executive Orders No. 1, 2, 14, and 14A, issued in 1986, provided that the jurisdiction over these petitions shall not be exclusive of the Supreme Court. And then we have the second jurisdiction is the appellate jurisdiction of the Sandigan Bayan. The Sandigan Bayan shall exercise exclusive appellate jurisdiction over final judgments, resolutions, or orders of regional trial courts, whether in the exercise of their own original jurisdiction or of their appellate jurisdiction, in offenses involving public officers and employees committed in relation to their office. It shall exercise exclusive appellate jurisdiction on appeals from the judgments, resolutions, or orders of regular courts where all the accused are occupying positions lower than salary grade 27 or not otherwise covered by the enumeration in Section 4 of PD 1606 as amended, the procedure prescribed in Batas Pamansa Bilang 129, as well as the implementing rules that the Supreme Court has promulgated and may thereafter promulgate relative to appeals petitions for review to the Court of Appeals, shall apply to appeals and petitions for review filed with the Sandigan Bayan. In all cases elevated to the Sandigan Bayan and from the Sandigan Bayan to the Supreme Court, the Office of the Ombudsman, through its special prosecutor, shall represent the people of the Philippines, except in cases filed pursuant to Executive Order No. 1, 2, 14, and 14A, issued in 1986, jurisdiction over civil actions. It must be noted that the Sandigan Bayan exercises not only civil, but also criminal jurisdiction. However, any provisions of law or rules of court, to the contrary notwithstanding, the criminal action and the corresponding civil action for the recovery of civil liability shall at all times be simultaneously instituted with and jointly determined in the same proceeding by the Sandigan Bayan or the appropriate courts, the filing of the criminal action being deemed to necessarily carry with it the filing of the civil action, and no right to reserve the filing of such civil action separately from the criminal action shall be recognized.